Oh, hey there. All these empty seats up here in the nosebleeds, and you picked the one right beside me, eh? I don't know if I should be flattered or worried. You do that at the movie theater, too? You find a total stranger and post up right next to him? Share a bucket of popcorn, maybe? You must be great at making friends. I'm just kidding. You can sit next to me. Jeez, don't be so serious. Did you think I was about to say, take off, you hoser? It'll be nice to have some company for a change. Oh, yeah, I know they're much better seats. I'm up here 1,000 feet above sea level for a reason. See number 66 on the ice down there? They all kind of look like ants from this up high, huh? That's my son, Bryce. Oh, thank you. Yeah, he's pretty good. Been playing since he was tiny, so he ought to be. But I'm a pretty competitive hockey mom. Protective, too. It's a deadly combo. One time, this little punk from Maine left his feet and launched at Bryce's head. I climbed halfway up the glass before they managed to hold me back. Yeah, grown women trying to throw hands with a teenager is frowned upon, as it turns out. But I found that punk's mom and dropped the gloves, don't you worry. They had to carry her ass out of the arena. Don't fuck with my kid. Yeah, I guess I'm a little bit of a mama bear. That's why I isolate myself up here now. I can still watch. Kinda, but I'm not tempted to get into a Donnybrook with the other parents. Not good for my criminal record. Plus, it embarrasses Bryce. He's more of a skill player. You know, he's ashamed of having a goon for a mom. It's pretty much my own little penalty box up here, but now I've got a partner in crime to keep me company. To join me in the sin bin, apparently. So, what are you in for? I don't like crowds, huh? Yeah, there's much more leg room up here, I get it. You play? You're probably, what, only 5 or 6 years older than the guys on the ice? Ooh, oh, that's your little bro down there, huh? Number 12 on the US team. Yeah, I've been watching him. He's a scoring threat for sure. Fast as hell, just flying up and down the rink. You teach him everything he knows? Well, tell him no headhunting on my kid, or we're gonna have a problem up here. Wouldn't want to have to lay hands on ya. Oh, you think there's worse things in the world, huh? You say that now. Wait till I've got you in a headlock and you're begging for mercy. Yeah, we're down from Windsor. Just a hop, skip, and a jump across the border. Bryce might actually go to school there in the States. There's got some colleges in New England scouting him. He may have a legitimate future in hockey. Gets the talent from his dad and his stubborn streak from me. Oh, no, he's long since out of the picture. Hell of an athlete, but a pretty shitty father. Can't be good at everything, you know. I was a little bit of a rink rat in my younger days. Always hanging around the bench, chirping the boys, trying to get them to notice me. I look good in a jersey. Still do, eh? Oh my, you're gonna make me swoon throwing compliments like that around, young man. So you like me in this sweater, huh? Doesn't it feel treasonous flirting with a lady in a jersey with a big red maple leaf on it? What kind of patriot are you? Oh, you're trying to spread international goodwill and improve relations between our two countries, huh? Wow. Didn't know I was going to meet a diplomat today. So what kind of relations are you trying to have with me, boss? That shut you up. You gotta go big or go home, champ. Why wind up if you're not going to take the shot? Maybe you were about to put that biscuit in the basket. Fuck! Oh, you got me all distracted and I missed it. What happened? Ugh, shit. One of your guys. Our goalie's looking rough out there. Think he's got the yips. That's goal number two for the same kid, isn't it? Pretty sure your little bro assisted him on the first one. If he lights the lamp again, I don't have a hat to throw, unfortunately. Any other articles of clothing you'd be interested in seeing me toss on the ice? Oh my god, you're blushing. That's so cute. You want to flirt up until a point, but you can't hang with the real snipers, huh? Don't start shit you can't finish, sweetie. I bet we could have a go, you and I. How about it? You thinking of pulling this jersey up over my head and getting a few licks in? Oh, you're so fucking timid, oh my gosh. Really gonna make me chase you down and do all the work, eh? Well, alright then. Come to mama. You done playing hard to get yet? You know, we're so high up, nobody can really see us. We could pretty much do whatever we wanted, and everybody's eyes would be on the game. Some tonsil hockey's a good start, eh? With a Canadian woman, baby? For real, I mean, not like, oh, my girlfriend, she lives in Canada, you don't know her. There are a lot of hurtful stereotypes out there. I'm not polite, for one thing. I'm quite forceful, actually. I guess some of the stereotypes are true, though. I like hockey, I love beer, and I'm a lot like maple syrup. I'm sweet, I'm thick, and I like to get tapped. Oh, keep your voice down, okay? You just sit back and act casual while I kneel down right here in front of your seat. Watch the game, sweetie. Mama's gonna make you feel good. Look at that. You're about to get called for high-sticking. And me, without my mouthpiece in. Relax, baby. You're just a bundle of nerves, eh? Take it easy. Hold that moan in and enjoy yourself. You taste good. Do you like watching me work this cock with my mouth? Making the whole thing disappear down my throat? Good boy. You keep those eyes right on mine. I want to see every reaction when I suck the head. Oh, when I lick the tip. When I tongue your balls. You feel all full, baby. You want Mama to make it all better? You gonna show me your O Canada face when you bust in my mouth? You're so adorable, huffing and puffing like you're trying not to come. Don't blow a gasket on my count, cutie. You just surrender to this warm, wet mouth and do what comes natural. Come on, baby. Be a good boy and come for Mama now. Such a good boy. What a big mouthful. I drank it all down. Let me just get you cleaned up. Perfect. Oh, you did so good. Feel better? Oh, see, you don't have to be shy. Mama's got you, sweetie. Was that your first time getting sucked dry up here in the rafters? You still hungry for a little Canadian food? You ever had all dressed chips? Well, why don't you get me all undressed? come on, I know you've been dying to see what's under this jersey. Peel it off me. Get an eye full of these big sweater puppies. Your hands just went right to them, like instinct. Good boy. Nice big hair, big pair of Canadian naturals for you. That poor prod's working overtime to keep him in check, huh? Oh, you're fumbling with that clasp like you're desperate. Calm down, calm down. Let Mama help. There you go. Those big tits are all for you, baby. Lick and suck and grab and squeeze. Fuck, that feels good. I'm just gonna wiggle out of these leggings while your face is buried in my boobs. What do you think, sweetie? Should I sit down in your lap facing forward and ride you like the Zamboni? Let you get two big handfuls of titty while I bounce in your lap? Sounds like a plan. I may not be a Mountie, but I'm able to mount you. Oh yeah, I'm just gonna sit right down on this cock and take it to the hilt. Every inch filling me up. Attaboy, reach around and jiggle those tits in your hands. Stroke my nipples with your fingertips. Maybe pinch them a little. They're sensitive. Oh yeah, that's gonna make me come real good. Good boy. I'm grabbing the arms of the shitty arena chair and just throwing it down in your lap. Feel my thick ass squirming against your stomach while you take that dick down to the base. Fuck, God, yes, book your hips. Make those tits bounce in your hands. Fuck. Come on, hit this pussy till I call you the Great One. Show me your power play and penalize those little bongs. shit, fuck me, baby, don't stop, make Mama come. I need it so bad. fuck. Come with Mama, cutie. Give me that big load. Smash my tits together and empty your balls in this tight slit. Come on, shoot your shot. Go five hole and fill me up, huh? Fuck, yes, just like that. Good boy. You know, you are something else. I'm just gonna sink back into this chair and melt into you. Hold me. So, you think we improve diplomatic relations? You feel more, you know, in tune with your neighbor to the north? Yeah, I'd say it was a successful cultural exchange. Some hot sex to prevent a cold war. You want to exchange jerseys? It's a show of respect, right? I'm feeling more American already. All right, let me get dressed again before the third period starts. We're gonna need a rally to even things up, you know? Maybe if that dick of yours rallies, we'll settle things with another shootout, eh? Ah, thanks for making me feel right at home. I think you're gonna have to be my personal tour guide whenever I make it back to the States. Sound good?